Morning Center.
I just saw something go whipping across the sky. I don't know what it was, but I'd like to. And I called the police department here, and they gave me this number.
Okay, what did the object look like?
Okay, it was white with a huge tail, almost like fireworks. That's what I thought it was at first. And then it got closer, and it had two big lights in front and then a tail with almost fire behind it.
Okay, did this thing have any given shape?
It looked more like a meteor than anything I've ever seen.
Okay.
I mean, it looked more like a meteor than anything.
Right.
But it was beside a plane, and then when the plane was just driving, going over the top of us, and the thing got beside it and just went wild, just zipped right by it. I mean, like at 10 times the speed of the plane.
Did it seem to increase its speed?
No, it was just a steady speed, and it got to the plane and just zipped by it, and that's when I really noticed it. You know, when I saw the plane, too.
Okay, was this, what was the flight path of this thing? Was it horizontal or descending?
I don't really know. Because I saw it come over the mountains, and then it went back over the mountains again. It went all the way across the sky. And I don't know if it was going down behind the mountains or what the deal was over on the other side.
I see. Okay, what was the direction of flight?
Let's see. I believe... No, like I say, I just moved to Missoula. I got to figure things out here for a second. Okay, let's see. Been about southeast, I believe.
Okay, and the color?
It was white. That was about all the colors I saw. It looked like maybe there was some red in with it, like more like a color of fire.
Okay, what time did you spot that?
Just about, it's 11:14 now, probably about 11:10.
Okay, how long would you say that was in sight?
Well, I saw it for probably a minute.
Okay, did you see it from, as it traveled from mountain range to mountain range?
Yeah, I saw it come up over the horizon and then go down again.
Okay. Could you estimate that size by comparing it with something?
Let's see. From where I saw it, now I don't have any idea how far away it was or anything.
Right.
But it was probably about 6 inches long, I mean, from here.
Okay, now you say that definitely had two lights in front?
It did when it got right over the top, I could see two. But from it, looking from one direction, you couldn't see them, and looking from another, but when it came over the top, you could see them.
Okay, can you hold for just a second?
Sure.
UFO Reporting Center?
Yes, sir, this is the Mountain Home Police Department. I don't know, I think we're having a meteor shower or something up here, but people are getting a little uptight. They just had a big flare in the sky, about four or five of them, and I think it's a meteor shower. We just outside and looked, but we're getting calls on them and everything.
What city was this?
Mountain Home, Idaho.
Okay.
And it's a big one, lit up the sky. It might have been an old satellite or something, you know, re-entering, but it had a long stream and everything on it, but people are calling.
Okay, we'll get back to you as soon as we get an ID on it, if we do.
Okay, it happened about 3 minutes ago, four minutes ago.
Fine, thanks. We're getting a lot of calls on it.
Bye-bye.
Yes, we looked up in the sky this evening, about 5 minutes ago, 5 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago. I'm nervous right now. And we sighted this thing flying across the sky. And it was very bright with a kind of an orangish in color. It's flying over Missoula.
Okay, which direction were you looking when you spotted that?
Oh, boy. I was looking towards the airport. Which way? Which way is that? East? Yeah, I was looking east.
Okay, and which direction was the object traveling?
East.
Traveling east, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, if we get anything on this, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Okay.
Thank you very much. 3 UFO Reporting Center.
I'm calling from Provo, Utah. I think I saw a UFO tonight.
Okay. What did this thing look like?
Well, there was more than one. They were quite small and had little tails of white behind them. At first I thought maybe it was, you know, a missile or maybe a meteor or something, but it was kind of traveling in a weird direction to be a missile. I mean, to be a meteor, and there were just too many of them to be missiles. Too close together.
Okay, which direction were you looking?
I was looking out northeast.
Okay, which direction were the objects traveling?
They were traveling southward.
South, okay. And you were looking to the
east,
and they were traveling south.
Yeah.
you know.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Forward Point Center.
Up in Pleasant View, Utah.
Yes.
We just seen some UFOs about 10 minutes after 11, our time here.
Okay.
And it was, I think, as far as I can remember, they went across the sky so quick I couldn't, can't be sure just how many, but I think there was six, and there was three flying ahead of the other three, and there was tails on them. They were like balls of fire, and then they had tails right behind them. It looked like, you know, fire coming or sparks, you know, to the atmosphere.
Yes.
And they were going from north to south. We had a heavy cloud cover here, so when we first seen them, we thought they were falling stars, you know, or meteors. But
yes.
I seen one of them, I thought it was a meteor, but they were right, three of them come through, and then three right behind them.
Okay, which direction were you looking at the time?
We were looking, northeast, kind of northeast when we first seen them.
Okay.
And we watched them, and they went across the Ogden Valley, going from north to south. We watched them go across, and we could just see the tails of them as they went through the cloud cover, and then down to the south, I could see the tail of one of them just as it went out of sight through the clouds.
What?
We called Hill Air Force Base, and the fellow out there said that they'd had some other calls in there, but he said to call the Ogden Police Department, so I called there because they were supposed to have a line, I guess, into you or something, he thought. I called there, and they said they hadn't had anybody else report it, so I don't know. You know,
it's
been substantiated with anybody else or not.
Yeah, okay, great. Well, we'll see what we can do on this. If we get any idea on it, we'll get back and let you know.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
First time we've seen anything like it.
Okay, thanks very much.
We've seen a lot
of those. Okay, great.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Good morning,
sir. Yes, this is State Patrol in Ellensburg, Washington.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We've had a report of a meteorite low altitude or a possible UFO. Observed by three state troopers in this detachment, a citizen in town, an employee of the Wenatchee FAA, and from other stations in eastern Washington. Thought we'd pass it along to you.
Oh, great. We're getting calls as far east as Missoula, Montana, and south at Salt Lake City, Utah.
Same thing, huh?
Right, possibly, yes.
Northwest to southeast is the general direction.
Right. The people down in Utah area are reporting multiple objects up to 40, so I don't know what we got going.
Interesting. Anyway, we observed this about 22:07 local time.
Okay, and that was moving northwest to southeast?
Northwest to southeast, right.
Okay.
It was a single object with a flaming tail and an amber head.
Eastern sky?
It was eastbound, southeastbound.
Okay, thanks very much.
Okay, do you want any names or anything?
We'll try to get back to you, right? We're flooded with calls right now.
I understand that. Okay, do you want me to leave our number?
Yes, please. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, sir.
Bye.
Bye.
Morning, sir.
Yes, sir. This is patrol office in Bellevue, Washington.
Yes, sir.
And we've received reports from our Ellensburg office that either a UFO or a comet has been sighted. It was sighted in Wenatchee, Spokane, Kennewick, and in parts of Idaho.
Okay. We're getting a lot of calls on this.
Yeah, traveling in a northwesterly to southeasterly direction.
We've just seen a whole bunch of objects going through the sky, going from the north to the south, a little to our east, and they were really high and going just really fast, and there was a long string of, looked like fire behind them. Did that tell you anything?
Okay, just a minute. Okay, that was Salt Lake City, Utah.
Yes.
We're going north to south.
Yes.
Okay, can I get your name and phone? Well, thank you very much, and we'll get back to you again.
All righty. So does that tell you anything at all?
Yes, it really does.
It does. Well, there was the thing that was amazing to us was the fact that there were so many of them. And
how many would you say?
I would say probably in the vicinity of 40 to 50.
40 to 50?
Yeah, there was a whole bunch of them. They were... We've got quite an overcast here with a lot of high clouds, you know, but they went all behind the clouds.
Maybe I'm...
Were they in sort of a formation or of any kind?
No. They didn't seem to be in a formation, but there seemed to be more, I'd say, maybe I'm exaggerating on the amount. Maybe there was more like, around 30 maybe, but there was in smaller groups, you know. Like the last group maybe had about 8 in it maybe, or 9, 10, something like that. The first group had more in it. But the second group was quite close behind them. But they were sure going fast, and they were really high.
Any particular color?
No, they just looked like clear color.
White?
Yeah.
Okay.
The product, you know, looked like it was a more of a solid piece, but then but the streaking behind it, you know what I mean?
Yes.
No, she said no.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Heading due south, and I was just wondering if you had another report on this.
Yes, what was it?
Well, it just looked like it was just a long red fiery streak, and it looked like it was super big. We thought maybe the plane on fire or something, the way it looked.
Mm-hmm.
There was about 15 guys just getting off work, and they saw it too, so.
Okay. In which direction was that going?
It was heading almost due south from us. It was kind of to south into the east, but it looked like it was going to go right over Moscow from here.
Mm-hmm. And what part of Idaho was that?
It's kind of, we're just in the, right where the panhandle starts north. It's about 40 miles north of Moscow.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Has anybody else reported?
Yes, we've been getting quite a few reports.
How far south have they sighted it now?
I don't know. We get one from Salt Lake City.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is a long ways.
Yeah. Oh, okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank
All
you.
All right, bye-bye.
I don't know what I saw approximately 30 minutes ago.
Tell me what it looked like.
Well, what it looked like at first was a comet.
Uh-huh. And which way was it traveling?
It was traveling south by just barely east.
And what time was that?
23:10. 11:10 p.m.
Right. Okay, could you give me your phone number?
Which do you want, my duty phone or my home phone?
Are you with the police department?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, both. I think that's all we need because we're getting so many calls right now. Thank you very much for calling.
Oh, quite a bit coming in, huh?
Oh, yeah. All the way from Washington through Utah.
Okay, was this something in a flat trajectory?
Yes, it was.
That dissolved? Or appeared to, break apart and fade out?
I just arrived here at the office.
Oh, right.
So I really don't have to find out. I will get back with you if we get more information on it.
Okay, well, if it's, there's nobody on the duty phone tonight.
Just a moment.
Good.
Okay, I'll direct or talk to you.
All right.
Can I help you?
Well, I don't know. I just saw something. Apparently, you had a bunch of people saw the same thing. I'm in Idaho.
Right.
Western Idaho.
Okay.
It looked, at first, I thought it was a comet, but it had a flat trajectory, and the speed was at or below the speed of a crop dusting plane. It was traveling in a south by just barely east direction. Altitude, I'd say, probably less than 3,000 feet above ground level. And what it looked like was a comet or something that was breaking apart.
I see
what I mean.
Yes.
And each particle seemed to fade out, and the entire thing just finally faded out.
Okay.
But at all times, it maintained just a flat trajectory rather than a, like a shooting star. You see, it looks like it goes down.
Right. Okay, now, which direction were you looking?
Well, I was looking almost due east.
Okay.
At it. And
okay.
It was
watched it?
I watched it for approximately 45 to 50 seconds.
Okay. Did this thing suddenly go out, or did it fade out in the distance?
No, it didn't fade out in the distance. It just faded out.
That's all. Okay.
Not a situation where, you know, something disappears, fades out from going away from
it. Right, okay.
That's Melba, Idaho.
M-E-L-B-A.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, we sure appreciate this, and if we get any definite information on the ID, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Well, I sure would appreciate it, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you kindly.
10 minutes after 11.
All right.
Have you heard about it?
Yeah. We're flooded.
Huh?
We're flooded. We're being flooded with calls here.
Yeah, well, I saw it.
Okay. You're from Pocatello?
Yeah, I just came into Pocatello. It's coming out in, the vicinity of the airport. That's why I called the airport out there to find out if they had anything taken off, although I'm sure they didn't. And I called the sheriff. Nobody answers out there. Sheriff's office, they say that somebody told them from Boise he was a comet.
Uh-huh.
I never saw a comet flying below the clouds.
Okay, how about was it flying?
Showed up on my left, came across the highway in front of me, circling in an arc to my right.
Okay, which directions would you say, south?
Well, let's see, my directions, I'm headed almost due east, and it is going easterly by southerly. It just swings in an arc and goes off pretty much back toward a westerly, more toward the westerly. That's why I knew it couldn't be an airplane. Airplanes don't use that pattern.
Easterly by southerly.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to sketch it out for you a little bit. Anyway, no doubt about what I was seeing. It's very interesting.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Bright, real bright. But this sheriff's office said somebody told him it was a comet, but comets aren't down below the clouds.
No. Okay, what color do you think it was about?
It was dark. I wouldn't give it any color, but it had a lot of after. Well, it looked like a rocket nearer than anything. The shape of it. I mean, I could see the machine, whatever it was. Big, but fast. I'd say it's three times as fast as a jet.
Okay, so you say it was flying towards the south, though, right?
Well, it's just kind of like it gives the same pattern. If an airplane took off on a runway, you know, then climbed and then looped around, and it kind of looped around to where it was. I'd say it had just about reversed its direction.
So
not quite. It made about 140 degree turn.
About 140 degree turn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. On that object, did you see any type of fuselage or outline?
I saw the outline. Yeah.
You saw the outline.
Yeah, it was shaped like, I'd say, a big rocket.
Shaped like a big rocket.
And it was flying horizontal. It wasn't climbing or anything. It was just zipping along.
Is that parallel to the ground there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any openings or anything on it?
Nothing that I could see. I couldn't see any fins or anything like that. It was, of course, it's a bright moon here, and there were clouds, light clouds, and it was below the clouds, and it went up into the clouds.
It went up into the clouds.
It maybe didn't, but I mean, it got into a cloud area.
Oh, yeah.
We have intermittent clouds, I'd say, up at around 1,000 to 2,000 feet here, it looks like.
Yeah. Any different colored lights on it or anything?
Lights, no lights on what I would say the main body of the thing.
Just a big
trail of lights. That's what caught my attention.
Kind of bright white?
Oh, I'm telling you, colored, many colored.
Many colored, multi, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Very bright. Very bright.
Very bright.
Most unusual thing that I've ever seen. I've been around airports, fly a lot. I'll tell you what reminded me of a lot. I flew blimps in a war, and it looked like generally the shape of a blimp, only not that fat.
But yeah, not that big.
No, more like a rocket.
Could you estimate it at all, the size of it?
Oh, I would say, yeah, I could. It would have to have been in the area of 600 to 800 feet long.
600 to 800 feet.
I would feel that, yeah.
But the thing was making turns and everything, though.
No, it didn't make it. Just made one turn.
What kind of a loop?
One big swooping, looping turn. It came up, it cut across the highway in front of me, and I got stopped the car, got out so I could look, and it swung off to the right. The whole thing was about 25 seconds, and it was gone. Maybe 20 seconds.
20 seconds, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, then we'll get back to you, probably.
Yeah, if I can help you, I can sure tell you I saw some. Another car behind me stopped, too, but then I was going to stop and visit with him, and he drove off.
Okay, but it's all right if we get back to you, if we need more information, all right?
Yeah, if I can give you anything more, right? I can sure pinpoint exactly where it was and where it went, you know.
Yeah, that's what kind of
with, with a map of Pocatello, which I used to live here, so I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. We've been hit by quite a few from around there.
Yeah, just tonight, huh?
Yeah.
Well, the only that anybody was out could see this. It wasn't something you had to strain your eye to see.
Yeah.
And it wasn't any comet. Comet doesn't get that close to the ground and go looping around in a curve.
That's the truth.
Yeah. It was below the clouds, and then it went through some clouds.
Mm-hmm.
The clouds are not, you know, comets, they're burnt out if they get down to the cloud level. I appreciate you taking the time to hear it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
See you later.
Please talk to somebody for some information.
What kind of information, sir?
Well, this is the UFO Reporting Center in Seattle, Washington, calling. We're being flooded with calls on a object or group of objects from northwestern United States into the southeastern area into along the Rocky Mountain Range, and we want to know if you have any space hardware scheduled for reentry at this time.
Okay, just a moment. Let me connect you to the Space Event Center. Maybe they can help you.
Okay.
I'm going to try on that 3414 and see if they can help you. I'll stay on the line to make sure that's the correct number, because I don't know for sure.
Thank you. Seattle, Washington. We're getting a large volume of calls here of a large glowing object or objects running from northeastern Washington State in northern Idaho south into Utah. We want to know if you have anything scheduled for reentry at this time.
Say again who you are?
UFO Reporting Center in Seattle, Washington.
Okay, that's from we have a object decaying in that area.
Pardon?
We have an object decaying in that area.
I see. It's scheduled to come in at that...
It should be already on the ground.
Okay, do you have an ID on that?
Yes, it's a Soviet rocket body.
Soviet rocket body. Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay, I've had some sightings from Great Falls and some from Havre, Montana.
Okay. And that's definite.
Yep.
Okay, thank you very much.
You bet.
Yes, this is the UFO Reporting Center in Seattle again.
Yes, sir.
We got an identification on the object, which you got a lot of calls on.
Yes, sir.
According to the North American Air Defense Command, it's a Soviet rocket body re-entering and disintegrating and decaying, as they refer to it. They tracked it in on radar, and that's a definite identification.
Soviet rocket
body.
Was it a payload or just a...
He described it as Soviet rocket body on re-entry.
On re-entry, huh?
Right.
And it decayed completely, huh?
Right.
Burn up?
Yeah, they said it should have been on the ground by now.
Okay.
But that's definite.
All right. What's your name, sir?
Robert Gribble. G-R-I-B-B-L-E.
I-B-B-L-E. Okay, Soviet rocket battery, that was by NORAD?
Right.
Okay. Hey, that's very interesting.
Sure caused a lot of commotion for a while.
Yes, it did. For sure. Well, I do appreciate your call, sir.
Okay, and we appreciate your cooperation also.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Have a good evening.
Bye. UFO Reporting Center?
Yeah, I'm calling from Utah. I was wondering, have you had any reports of anything from out this way?
Yes, we've had about 100.
Well, do you know what it was?
Yes, it was the reentry of a Soviet rocket section. That's confirmed by the North American Air Defense Command.
Oh. Yeah, I was wondering what the heck it was.
That's what it was.
I think it looked like about 50 of them.
Right.
Okay, then. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
UFO Reporting Center.
How you doing, sir? I'm in southeast Washington here.
Yes.
And I just spotted a UFO. I don't know what it was, whatnot. I called State Patrol, and they said they got a bulletin out on it as it being some kind of a Soviet rocket portion that dismantled and was burning up, coming back.
Okay, which time did you
located? It's a Soviet rocket body confirmed by North American Air Defense Command.
Uh-huh.
We talked to them some time ago, and that's what it was. It was quite a spectacular sight seen from northern Idaho south to Utah, Washington, and Montana on both sides.
Wow, that's incredible, huh? I'll be doing it. I'll get several calls, I guess, numerous sightings like that.
Yeah, we've had about 50 calls tonight.
I'll be done. Where are you located?
Seattle.
Well, anyhow, I was just quite curious. I saw another something like this 5 years ago. Almost from the exact same vantage point, I guess you could say, except it was headed instead of from, this looked like it was coming from northwest to southeast. Well, this one that I saw 5 years ago was headed from southeast to northwest.
Uh-huh.
And it was sighted all the way from Nevada to above Seattle. And I don't know, that accounting was a meteor. But I don't know.
Yeah, it sounded like a meteor fireball at first, and we decided to call NORAD and check, and they said, yes, they'd been tracking the thing and that it was scheduled for reentry just about that time.
Uh-huh. Well, do y'all often have unaccountable sightings, whatnot?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, a good percentage, about 20% are unknowns.
20%, huh?
Yes.
Well, you study this quite diligently, I take it.
Yes, we've been at it for 21 years.
Gee, well, keep up the good work.
Okay, we're curious to know where you got our number.
Oh, gee, let me see. Sheriff's Department.
Sheriff's Department.
Yeah.
And where were you located now?
I'm in Waitsburg.
Okay.
Is that all right for him to give it out?
Oh, yes, very definitely.
Yeah, well, I gave it to me real nice about it. Told me to call him back and found out any information.
Yes, you can tell him it's a confirmed Soviet rocket body.
Okay, good enough.
Thanks very much.
That's good work.
Right.
Cheerio.
Bye.
Reporting Center. Hello. I'm calling from Logan, Utah, or Providence, Utah, right near Logan.
Yes.
We were driving over a place called Sardine Canyon on the way up here, and at 11:06 this evening we saw something which at first I thought was looked like a meteor coming over, and it just kept coming, and it just kept flying across, and it was in about a north-south line, and it was two or three separate ones coming in. There's a long tail attached to it.
Yes.
I called up the police here just a few minutes ago, and they said they reported that there was a meteorite reported over southern Idaho.
Okay, we have positive identification on this. It's the reentry of a Soviet rocket body.
Is that what that is?
That's confirmed by the North American Air Defense Command. It was tracked in by radar and scheduled to come in at that time.
Uh-huh.
And we had calls from all Idaho, Montana, Utah, Washington. So a lot of people saw it.
That's
definitely what it was.
Okay. A reentry of a Soviet
rocket body.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay.
Thanks very much for the call, anyway.
Okay, thanks very much.
Right.
Last night, about 11:10, I don't know if y'all got any reports of this or not, but here in Ogden, Utah?
Yes.
I went out to get my car. I worked graveyard at Hill Air Force Base. And about 11:10, I went out to get my car, and I turned towards the east here in Ogden, and, it was kind of cloudy here in patches, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It was clear and cloudy. Okay, I turned towards the east, and I, over North Ogden here, which is north, it's just a little, you know, they're towns, but it's just a little bit north. I could see some lights coming through the clouds, you know. And when it come through a clear patch, you know, where you could see the stars above and everything, and the mountains behind, it was like, I don't know how to explain, like when the 4th of July and they shoot off those firecrackers and they explode and then some just go out like with tails.
Right.
Okay, I saw about 10 of them things. And they were bright, and they had long tails on them, and they weren't falling towards the ground. They were just going, like, parallel. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay, and when the clouds were clear, I could see the horizon of the mountain behind them, and they were going right parallel with the mountain. It was just even. They weren't dropping or raising or anything, and I saw them all maybe for about 3 minutes, and then I lost them over Weber Canyon. I think it got more cloudy, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't see any more. But there were about 10 of them. And they were like, a falling star, you know, but they weren't falling towards the ground. They were just going, just even level. They weren't, you know, they weren't dropping.
stopping or raising or anything.
Right, but they would just fade out?
No, oh no, they were going just beautiful, just bright. And then when they would come into a clearing, you know, they just light up everything, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I was just wondering if I was the only one that saw them or if somebody else reported them or...
Well, we had reports from Utah north to northern Idaho and Washington, Montana,
uh-huh,
of something very big and spectacular coming into the atmosphere. And the only thing that we've been able to get on it was from the North American Air Defense Command. They said it was a reentry of a Russian rocket casing.
Really?
And apparently down in the Utah areas where the thing started to break up, because it was intact in the other states, but in as far south as Salt Lake City, we had reports of multiple objects.
Yeah, these are about 10 or 15 of them, just like when you shoot off, you know. And they were just, wow, they were really going fast.
Right. Right. Well, this the parallel flight had been reported by other people, too, and it's a little bit mysterious to us as to how this could be, but... like I said, the only thing we have is from NORAD in relation to that rocket body.
Uh-huh. Well, wouldn't it drop to the ground, or it wouldn't go parallel, would it?
No, that's the big mystery, how that thing could go parallel.
Uh-huh.
It should come in at an angle, a very, a fairly sharp angle of descent.
Yeah, right there, like a shooting star. But...
Right.
Oh, no, these weren't, sir. I thought, God, maybe, sleepy or something, you know, or something. But they were going parallel, and they were going fast, boy. And when they go through the clouds, it was a bright, like the head of it was bright, and then they have a long tail, and there was just like one or two or three right under each other, not right exactly under each other, like one ahead of each other, you know what I mean?
Right.
And they were just going along, just slick as a whistle, boy, and they were moving.
Did they actually pass through the cloud layer?
Yeah. See, there was, like, there was clouds up and down, and you know what I mean?
Right.
Okay, now, they were just like if an airplane goes through, like when you see an airplane go through and then it comes out the other side.
Right.
Okay, they were doing just that.
Oh, I see. Did they seem to light up the clouds as they went through?
Well, you ain't kidding, they did. They
uh-huh.
lit up the whole cloud there, you know? And then when they would go through, I guess, a deeper, darker cloud, it would be dimmer, and it's when they come through the clearing where the cloud broke up, they would just light up.
How long do you feel that you watch these?
Okay, when I went outside, it was about 11:10, and I stood there for a minute. Well, I went to the car, and I turned around, and I saw them, and then I had to run to the front of the house because there's a great big tree there that blocks, and I watched them until I just couldn't see them anymore, and it was about 11:13. Because I got a digital watch, you know, and it shows the, you know, the 10, 11, 13.
Right.
And I had to look down to see what time, and I had to look, and I even put my watch up to see what time it was, and I could see it. That's how bright it was.
Wow.
You know, my digital clock, I mean, watch is dark, it got dark letters, and I put my arm up towards where the light was, and I could see the numbers, and it says 11:13.
And these were to the east of you, right?
Yeah, they were to the east of Ogden.
Okay.
And I called Hill Air Force Base, and they said that they, all of a sudden, their board lit up, and there was people calling them, and they said that they were seeing all these objects go through the sky there.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe I was the only one, you know? And Hillfield said that they saw a lot of them, the tower there.
Right.
You know, a lot of people called them. And also Ogden Police Department, so they had a lot of calls.
Okay, well, I tell you what, if we get any additional information on this, why, we can get back to you and let you know.
I was so scared, I was shaking. It just shivers down my back. You know, I mean, that's scared, you know, because I don't know.
Which direction do you feel that these were traveling?
Okay, like where I was standing, when I turned around, I was facing east, and they were coming from north to south towards Salt Lake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay, we appreciate the call, and if we get any more information on this, substantiating what the devil it was, well, I will get back to you and let you know.
Hey, I sure appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.